Back to Tmidim Kisidram, the Halachos of Beis HaKnesses and Dvarim Shebekdusha and the Arach HaShulchan. So we spoke about, this is the phrase that I coined, I'm proud of it, Avi Avos HaKedusha, not Avi Avos HaTumah, but Avi Avos HaKedusha is of course a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara Masechta Megillah says that there are two things for which one can sell a Sefer Torah, that's Lisa Isha and also Lilmo Torah. There's an entire discussion is what about Pidyon Shvuyim? The Rambam says, Ein l'chamitza rabbi k'pidyon shvuyim. That's already a din of pikuach nefesh. So that's a little bit beyond our scope this morning, but please, I need to raise consciousness about that. Pater b'lo klum e'afsher. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful essay on this topic, and he says, look, the entire idea of the Kedusha Sefer Torah ultimately relates back to the significance of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the, you can't possibly bite off your nose to spite your face. You know, you're not going to hold on to the Sefer Torah if it's preventing somebody from learning Torah. Not only that, but he has a chiddush. He expands the din. He's not just saying, it's going to pay the tuition, but, you have to keep body and soul together. The Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful idea, and he says that in his opinion applies to support people who are learning Torah. So, it used to be in Europe when the Talmidim used to go around, so there wasn't any cafeteria. Who had a cafeteria? So people used to eat in people's homes, but it was always a struggle. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that in his opinion, right, that you could sell a Sefer Torah for purposes of supporting those who are studying Torah. He says, what about marriage? He says, let's see, unfortunately, this is the case very often, you had orphans, a Yasom and a Yasoma. So everybody agrees that you could sell a Sefer Torah to marry off a Yasom because the man is mitzuvah in Periya Verivya, Darko Shalish, Dechbosh Peruvu Mulah Sartz Vechiv Shua. But there's a whole cadre of Bechronim, if you look in the Beis Shmuel, in Eben Ezer, who say it doesn't apply to a woman. Actually, you would not sell a Sefer Torah to help a Yisoma get married. It's a little bit of a shocking view, because she's not mitzvah in Periya Verivya. And the Aruch HaShulchan takes, as any community, Rav would, strong issue with this position in the Achronim. He says, he feels that it's categorically mistaken. He says, number one, I don't accept the argument about Periya Verivya, because Periya Verivya, there's a din of Peru Veru, but there's also a din of Loso Vera, La Sheves Yitzara, and she's Mechuyeves and Sheves, just to populate the world, even if she's a formal obligation of Periya Verivya. And he says, leaving that aside, there's another reason to sell the Sefer Torah, and that is because we know that in general, the Yasoma comes before the Yasom for everything, because we have to be concerned Boshta Meruba, that it's a very difficult position for Yisoma, a woman who's an orphan, what's she going to do? She's going to be Choseres al Apsachim? You're going to have all kinds of problems that come from that. So he has such a beautiful idea that the Kedusha Sefer Torah, as significant as that Kedusha is, it has to give way to Limud HaTorah. It also has to give way to taking care of orphans in the community. So Mechalel, quote-unquote, the Kedusha, the Sefer Torah, to uphold perhaps an even greater value to take care of the Yasom, to take care even of the Soma, that is the very strong conviction of the Aruch HaShulchan.